Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, February 11th. You'll be interested to know, 34 years ago, today, in 1990, Nelson Mandela's release from prison marked a pivotal moment after serving 27 years as he initiated negotiations leading to the end of apartheid in South Africa. This historic process facilitated a transition towards a more inclusive society, emphasizing reconciliation and equality. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 6 degrees with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:44. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with a high near 33 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, we might see a slight chance of snow after 1 a.m. under cloudy skies with a low of 19 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 10:15 with a low tide just after 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 36 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of snow on Wednesday, warming up to 33. Snow is likely Wednesday night with a low around 26. Thursday brings rain and snow with a high near 39. It cools down to 21 at night. Friday will be sunny and chilly with a high near 31, dropping to 15 overnight. Saturday sees a chance of snow, reaching 34 during the day and a low of 28 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the trial board hearing for Trooper Michael Proctor of the Massachusetts State Police concerning his handling of the Karen Reed case continued on Monday. There is no immediate decision on his future with the force. Following several hours of testimony, a police representative announced that additional hearings will be necessary. Proctor is scheduled to return to police headquarters in Framingham on Thursday, March 13th. Legal analyst Michael Coyne highlighted the potential negative impact of Proctor's conduct on the Commonwealth's case, citing offensive text messages and misconduct allegations as significant concerns ahead of Red's retrial. Now on to sports. The NHL is on a break, and the highly anticipated Four Nations face-off is just around the corner. So let's break down the strengths and weaknesses of the American and Canadian teams. Team Canada boasts a depth of high-end talent, featuring stars like Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, and Drew Doughty. However, their goaltending, led by Aiden Hill and Jordan Binnington, might be a concern. Meanwhile, Team USA has an impressive roster with elite skill and depth in all positions, especially in goal with Connor Hellebuyck. The main drawback for the Americans is their lack of championship experience on the international stage. Game 1 is Wednesday at 8 Eastern with Canada at Sweden on TNT. Thursday at 8 Eastern, USA is at Finland on ESPN. In local sports, last night, the Celtics dominated the Miami Heat at the Kaseya Center, winning 103-85. Jason Tatum was spectacular, dropping 33 points. Kristaps Porzingis chipped in with 17. The C shot an impressive 45.9% from the field, overpowering Miami. Boston stands strong with a 38-16 record, while the Heat fall to 26-26. Tomorrow night, the Celtics host the San Antonio Spurs, sitting at 23-28 at TD Garden. In top news, a record 126 million viewers tuned in to watch the Philadelphia Eagles triumph over the Kansas City Chiefs during the Super Bowl, according to preliminary figures from Nielsen and Fox. The broadcast averaged 111.5 million viewers, with Tubi contributing 13.6 million and 800,000 tuning in through NFL digital platforms. This marks the third consecutive Super Bowl to set a viewership record. Notable attendees included pop star Taylor Swift, cheering for her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, along with President Trump, and celebrities like Paul McCartney and Anne Hathaway. In business news, video game stocks are thriving in 2025, propelled by highly anticipated releases like Grand Theft Auto 6 and the upcoming Nintendo Switch 2. The Global X Video Games and Esports ETFs has surged 12% year-to-date, significantly outperforming the S&P 500's 3% return. Shares of Japan-based Nintendo have risen 23%, driven by the excitement surrounding its next-generation console expected for the holiday season. Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa stated the company is taking risks to meet demand. Analysts project high software sales, estimating Nintendo could sell 190 million units in fiscal year 2025. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $98,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $2,700. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Do people turn crazy at the airport? Airports can be charged environments where time and boundaries blur, leading to unusual behaviors. From sleeping on the floor to drunken arguments, the stress and excitement can result in both antisocial and pro-social actions. With increasing incidents of air rage, some airlines, like Ryanair, are advocating for limits on alcohol sales. Psychologically, airports are thin places where people feel disoriented and detached from their usual identities. This can liberate some, allowing a break from routine, while others may succumb to their more primal instincts, especially under the influence of alcohol. Banning alcohol might be a necessary measure. And in entertainment news, a 22-year-old named Cameron Winter, who still lives with his parents, has released a stunning solo album titled Heavy Metal, initially discovered by GQ columnist Chris Black. This album stands out for its engaging sound and relatable lyrics. Winter, also the singer of the band Geese, crafted the album with musicians from Craigslist, including a 5-year-old bass player and a steelworker cellist. Released by Partisan Records at the end of 2024, Heavy Metal draws inspiration from artists like Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen while delivering a contemporary feel. It's available on all major streaming platforms, as well as on compact disc and vinyl. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the American tennis player and activist, Arthur Ashe. And he said, "Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.